Lots of great footy stories in 2019, Nick Riewoldt, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to go past this one. The Brisbane Lions won just five games last year, but most of the footy world could see where they were heading, and the expectation was that they were going to be really competitive this year.
It was a good five-win season, wasn't it?
It was as good a five-win season as you could have. Whether or not we expect that after 16 games played, the Brisbane Lions are in third position, separated from second by about 3%, then that might have been a touch optimistic. They had a great win last week, and they bring back into the team this week Hipwood, Hodge and McCluggage, which are three pretty
big ins.
I don't know if Chris Fagan's got a pipe up there, but he'd be smoking it if he has. Welcome, Fags.
Good morning, Gary, Nick.
Nice to talk to you. Life would be pretty good, I would imagine, right now as we head towards the business end of the AFL season.
I guess we're in a good position. I don't know whether life feels good yet. You just get on with the next game and try and do the best you can and get nervous about that. But it's pretty exciting around the footy club. It's just nice to see everybody up and about after such a long, many years of struggle, I suppose. And I feel really good for the people who work upstairs who have got to sell memberships and corporate sponsorship and all that. Life just seems to be a little easier for them at the moment. And the players are really enjoying each week, and particularly for guys like Daniel Rich and Steph Martin and Dane Zorko, those blokes who have been around the club for a while, just for them to feel what it's like to be up there and competitive is pretty exciting.
No, it's very, very exciting. The finals word hasn't really been mentioned all that much, or the players have been a little bit reluctant to mention it. It's on the radar now. You're going to be playing finals. So have you sat down as a group and had a conversation about just raising the expectation on what is possible for the group this year?
Not really. We probably, for us, it's sort of like, well, if you want to play finals, you've probably got to win 13 games to make it a certainty, and we haven't done that yet, so probably won't have that conversation until that point in time. And really, what we're trying to do every week, Nick, is just sort of play in a way that gets you ready for finals and it will stand up in finals the way that you play. So for us, it's just really about that. I mean, the one week I spoke about, you know, just before the bye there, we played Carlton. I said, right, boys, we want to be 8-4 by the bye. And we weren't. We were 7-5. And so I haven't talked about that sort of stuff anymore since.
Yep.
We just talk about what we need to do each week that we play, and knowing that it's a really, really, really hard competition this year. And it's been proven that anyone can beat anyone on any given day. So probably just keep our heads down and keep going to work.
You mentioned that game style that will have you ready to play finals if you get there. The game style post-bye, it seems like there's been a pretty big shift away from the quick movement out of the back half. So you've just slowed it down a little bit. Did you have to get a bloke like Alex Witherden and tell him to stop biting off a bit too much?
Well, we probably changed. We had round four and round five, we played Essendon and Collingwood, and we got beaten pretty comprehensively in both those games. So we sort of had a bit of a look at what we looked like when we played at our best and what we looked like when we were vulnerable. And out of that sort of came a pretty clear picture of what we needed to do. So we've been I know it seems like since the bye, because we've won four in a row, but we've been working on the way that we wanted to play pretty much since Collingwood gave us a 10-goal beating in round five, and it's just sort of evolved, and the players have gotten used to it, and they've added their little bits and pieces to it, and now it's something they really understand quite well and know what they need to do.
So, Fags, just going back, and I don't want you to get angry with us, but I'm just reading in the Herald Sun today Andrew Hamilton's story. It says, on a roll line set for September, Brisbane had an all-of-club meeting this week to brief every level of the organisation about finals. So that didn't happen?
Yeah, it did, but that was that was everybody in the whole place. It was a week. It's a normal sort of fortnightly meeting that all the footy department and everybody else who works at the club go to. And it was more of a Q&A about, well, because the club hadn't been in finals, what's it like? Can you get tickets? Mm. All those sorts of things. It wasn't really about the nitty gritty of playing finals.
Right.
It wasn't a meeting about, oh, we're there now. It was more about, well, if it does happen, this is what it looks like. And the bottom line is that you don't need to change anything. Just do what you do every other day that you come to work, because that's what you need to do in finals. It's not harder. You don't have to raise your work rates or anything like that. Just do what you always do. So it was more of an informal chat like that. It wasn't with the playing group. it was just with the staff mostly in the event that it might happen.
Yeah, preparing for the logistics, I would imagine. Nice three to come into your lineup this weekend, Hipwood and McCluggage for sure. But Hodgie, so 16 games into the season, your management or the management sort of program and plan you got in place for him is playing out okay?
Yeah, well, Hodgie sort of makes his own calls in a way when he thinks he might need a break. So this one we had last week was planned because we had double travel. We had a trip to Sydney and then a trip to Adelaide. So and then a 6-day break into this game against North Melbourne. So it sort of made sense that he had the break after the Giants game, and that's what he did. So it's worked out. Pretty well.
We always want to try and pigeonhole coaches as to, you know, they're a tactical guy or they're a ranter or a raver or a motivator, and everyone's sort of got you pegged as this father figure, you know, very calm exterior. Gee, you lost it on the weekend. You got pretty fired up on the bench, Fags, when Lachie Neale was running off.
Yeah, no, I was probably a bit passionate at that point in time. They sort of, you know, you go to that stadium and there's about 40,000 Port Adelaide people and all you've got is the blokes out in the field and your support staff. You feel like you want to stick up for your players. So, I lost the plot for a short time there and had a few words to his tagger as he came off the ground. I don't think he even heard me. So,
no, we loved it.
But just a short moment in time where I lost the plot a little bit. But I know I'm very loyal to my players and all that sort of stuff. So we're a tight group. So you need each other in those circumstances.
Oh, it's working beautifully, Fags. There was a report that you were all acutely aware of what was coming, that Lachie was aware that Cam was coming through the very early on in the week. Was that right?
Yeah, look, we were aware of it. It's sort of like all the players from each club who know each other talk to each other a little bit. So the information that filtered to us, I wasn't sure until game day that he'd actually play. I thought they might have been playing ducks and drakes because I couldn't work out why they'd leave Dersmer out of their side when he had 22 possessions the week before and had a fantastic first year. So I thought there might have been some late changes coming, but as it turned out, all the banter was correct. And, Lockie's good friend, Cam Sutcliffe, lined up on him, which must have been a pretty difficult thing for him to do. He was in his wedding party last year, so coaches ask you to do pretty tough things from time to time. But we were quite ready for it. And you sort of are anyway. You know, from week to week, there's a chance that a Lachie Neale or a Dane Zorko could be targeted. So our players have learnt to work pretty hard to try and help those guys out when that happens.
Would you go down the path of putting it out there like Ken Hinckley did in the pre-game?
No, I probably wouldn't do that. But every coach operates differently. I'm not critical of him for that. I guess he left himself pretty wide open for criticism when it sort of backfired. But I'd be more inclined to keep that sort of stuff to myself.
Hey, folks, has the Zorko leadership been a bit underplayed or underappreciated? Not from you guys, clearly, but maybe from the rest of the footy world?
Oh, maybe, because, you know, we're up here and we're sort of out of sight, out of mind a little bit. But, you know, from when he took over halfway through last year, you know, he's really brought a positivity to the club and a can-do attitude and an energy that... it's just exciting to be around, you know. He's just always up and about. I think in the process of becoming captain, he's not that he was a selfish player, he never was, but he's just become even more selfless, happy to play roles. You know, sets a great example in the defensive side of the game with his pressure. And he's just all around a great person to have around the footy club. So maybe I really rate him as a captain. As I say, when he took over halfway through the year last year, we started to win games of footy, and that's been we've been able to continue with that this year. And I'm sure he's a large part of the reason.
Hey, Fags, a lot of people are really worried about the Gold Coast Suns and what their future looks like, and they've had a lot of trouble retaining players. Do you share that concern as a football person and a football fan, or do you think it's able to be turned around pretty quickly based on what you've been able to do with the culture at Brisbane, and retention's clearly not an issue for you guys anymore?
Yeah, it's hard to say unless you're there. You don't really know, but I'm a bit of a believer. I mean, if it's judged that they need help, then that's okay. But the biggest things you do around footy clubs and what you need to do is you've got to change the culture. You've got to make it a great place for your football club to come, because if you don't do that, and I think the Gold Coast guys and Dewey and Mark Evans are working really hard to do that, but if you can't do that, you can't keep your players. It doesn't matter how many extra picks you get and all that sort of stuff. It's all about retaining them and helping them grow and develop and become great players at your footy club. And I think it's human nature, isn't it? We all will tend to stay in a place where we feel like that's happening to us. So that's the biggest task any football club has, whether they be up here or elsewhere. So it's a little bit of both, I reckon, Mick, not just getting extra help from the AFL.
Hey, do you feel like the whole state's sort of getting behind you? Is there that buzz? I mean, I know you weren't there back in the glory days, but does it, the old-timers tell you that they're feeling like the, you know, Brisbane town starting to get right behind the group?
Yeah, it happens a little bit. I've noticed our attendances have improved at the Gabba by about 5,000 or 6,000 a game, and I think the numbers this weekend are pretty good. And I suppose one of the things I do notice, the first couple of years I lived up here, no one much talked to me in the street. Now when I walk along the street, a lot of people have a few words to you, which is, it's sort of nice to see. It's not overwhelming. It's not ridiculous. But I think the footy club, and because we're going a little bit better, that's created a fair bit of interest up here and people are jumping on board.
Oh, it's great to hear. And, hey, it's big against the Kangas too. We're in good nick, and Daniel Rich is going 200. So lots to look forward to.
Yeah, it's a big game. If you know, if you do a ladder over the last 7 weeks, the Kangaroos are amongst the best, you know, three or four sides in the competition. So they may still have a chance to play finals, and they'll no doubt, knowing them, they'll be trying to get there. So it'll be a big game tomorrow night. It'll be on, I reckon. So something to look forward to.
That'll be great. Hey, well done on what you've done so far. I know the job's nowhere near finished, but we love seeing it, and we look forward to watching you push towards hopefully a finals spot. Thanks for joining us, folks.
Thanks, fellas.